today's heartbeat. Do you know what I'm talking on today? Why am I wearing a pink jacket? I'm talking on joy. Good Day Sunday, which is meaning rejoice. And they light the pink candle. The priest, the pastor, wears often rose-coloured robe. Because we're trying to depict this joy that we have in awaiting the birth of Jesus. This excitement, this stand out. Don't I stand out because I'm wearing a bright pink outfit? This celebratory time, because we are celebrating. The Advent is, yes, reflecting and meditating upon and really spending time in preparing for Jesus' coming, but it's celebratory. It should every week build up this excitement within us. Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. Now, we don't know when the second coming of the Lord is, but we should every day have this excitement. It could be today. Oh my goodness, am I prepared for him today? And it makes it actually change your attitude towards life, towards things, towards what happens in your life, because you're preparing for the second coming of Jesus and you don't know when that might be. This celebratory time is a reminder that God, who loves us, is still in charge and that we await his coming. We don't await it with fear, not like scared fear, maybe with awe, with worship, with adoration fear, that type of fear. This, you know, he is God and I am a simple human, frail human being that chooses wrong so often. And this God loves me and is coming back. He's coming back again one day so that all can be invited. And they're invited now, but invited into his eternal life with him. So we should have this tremendous joy because it does signify the nearness of the Lord's coming. It's not long now. We don't have long to wait. Now, it might seem like, and it did, the disciples thinking back in the book of Acts that it wasn't soon the Lord was coming back again. That was like 2,000 years ago. But in the Spain, you know, span of time, for us it might seem a long time, but in God's it's not. Remember, thousands of years is like a blink in his eye. So we don't know when he's coming back, but we should have this expectation, this joy within our hearts, in our attitude, how we live, how we see things, what we do, what we say, because Jesus is coming again. Oh my goodness, how excited. Think of, you know, Christmas is coming, and for those who love Christmas and they've got not just the presents and unwrapping presents, but the family around them and love and this joy that should be there. Even if it may not be in your family. But the joy of being in God's family. Think of the perfect family, the perfect meal around God's table where he invites us. And the third candle is called actually the shepherd's candle. And that's so appropriate because let me read to you the parable of the lost sheep. Because this is how God sees us. And this is what he does for us, to us, because of us. It's in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. We're starting at verse 4. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? He leaves the 99 that are safe and okay and are doing okay right now and goes after the one that is lost, but he continues to chase after it till he finds it. He doesn't just go out for one day, one night, one week. 1 fortnight, 1 month. No, he continues to look until he finds the lost sheep. When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders. He doesn't let it walk home. He doesn't let it do its own thing anymore. And what does he do? He lays it on his shoulders. He takes the burden. He takes us and carries us in our lives. And what does it do? He says, when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Wow. Just so I tell you that there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. That's the joy we need. That we throw a party because we've found the one sheep that was lost, even though we already had 99 perfectly good, you say, sticking to the rules, listening to the shepherd, doing what it, you know, the right things. But no, God rejoices over that one that goes astray. Why did they go astray? He doesn't say why. Was there brighter, greener grass on the other side? We often think that in life, on the other side of the fence, it's going to be better. So we choose differently. Did we go astray because we couldn't keep up with everybody else? Did we go astray because we deliberately decided, I'm not going the way they're going? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. For who was lost, God chases till he finds. And then he lifts us up, doesn't allow us to carry the burden any longer, puts it on his shoulders, because that's what he did on the cross. He took everything on his shoulders. And then he rejoices and he goes home and throws a party and says, come on, neighbors, come on, friends, look what I found. What joy that I have. And Jesus doesn't leave the story there. He doesn't leave it just as a story, an Eden Blyton story, a story that you read at bedtime that, you know, is good for your children. No, he explains exactly what it means. Verse 7, just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one who repents than over 99 who don't need to repent. Makes me think, though, when of any of us going to be in the 99 not repenting? None. Because at some stage in somewhere in our lives, we need repenting. We've chosen wrong. We're not following the Lord's way. And God wants to tell us that there's joy. There's parties happening in heaven, let alone, you know, on earth. When we are found, when he has found us, he rejoices. That's the joy that we should have in our hearts when we know that God has found us and loves us. When Jesus was born in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 8, when Jesus was born, what did the angels proclaim over the earth? Even if we weren't there, only so many people were there and who heard it. But someone wrote it down and the Holy Spirit breathed it into the scriptures so that we would know what the angels sang about and proclaimed when Jesus was born. Glory to God in the highest. It's verse 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace among those whom he favors. The angel appears to the shepherds, and what does he tell them? Do not be afraid. So have no fear. Remember, we don't have fear, we have awe. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. I'm bringing you the joy that you should have in your hearts. Because what's the news? What's the news? Today is born in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. We should have joy in our hearts because today Jesus is born. Today, God's promise has come true that he would save us, that he would deliver us, that he would carry us on his shoulders. And I know I'm feeling very overwhelmed right now, but it's an overwhelming of joy, of understanding of how wonderful God is. He thought of us when the angels announced to the shepherds about the Messiah. He thought of us when he wrote about or shared the parable, the story of the lost sheep to those who were listening. Are you listening? Can you hear what Jesus is telling you? He has great joy when he finds you and you're his sheep. And he throws a party. So be joy-filled because Jesus is coming again. And this joy should overwhelm us with tears. They're tears of joy because we were lost, but now we are found.